that. Our lesson is supposed to be in 1 hour.
Oh.
But it's good that we start now.
Okay. Yeah, this daylight time is really an annoyance.
Because they change every different time. All the time they change in another place. I don't know why.
Well, it has to do with our Congress and commerce. They make more money if they keep people in daylight hours. So the idea is, if you have an extra hour of light on the way home from work, you'll stop in a short store and buy something. So it's all about commerce.
And, I see.
Yeah, it's dumb. And, you know, so many things have not adjusted. I was noticing during this period where it's from the old daylight to the new daylight, the flashing lights around the schools, there's flashing lights that come on when you're supposed to slow down. Well, they're still on standard time now. They haven't figured out that we got new daylight time.
My God.
Yeah, it's stupid, but that we have a very stupid government. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
And it's been on my mind a long time, and it has to do with the A440. Something just happened.
Yes.
Okay. The A440 is the standard here, but you said you don't use that standard.
I use 440, but the thing is that because of electronic tuners, I didn't know this thing. But 1 month ago, I went to the studio of a guy which really is technician and has high technology to record.
Uh-huh.
And then he had a tuner there. He was showing me a $5,000 tuner. And I said, why do you want this such expensive thing? He said, yeah, because all the others are inaccurate. And I said, how come? He said, for example, these ones of $20 or $10.
Yeah, yeah, no, a lot of my friends have those.
Yeah. Those there, this, he said that these are sharp, which means, well, he proved me there with that machine that I never used it. In fact, I used only the metal one.
Yeah, the tuning fork.
The tuning fork, but this here, apparently have around 2 cents of difference. So if you set this in 438, then you are tuning 440 actually, because the fork on 440 does, and the electronic tuner proper does not coincide with this thing. So I don't know why it is. Don't ask me why, but he proved it to me there. And he said, you need to get one of these tuners. I said, no way, in a tuner, are you crazy? I prefer a guitar to that thing.
Well, your tuning fork, did you try your tuning fork with this $5,000 machine?
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's how he proved it to me, that the metal thing is right.
Okay, and what is it? What is the metal thing, 440?
Metal thing is 440. What is it? Here. The normal one, 445, costs $5 or this thing. It really gives the 440.
Okay, it is 440 then.
I'm all school rules, but the thing is that if you use electronic tuners, then you need to set this in 438 to get to 440 real.
So what did you set yours to?
1 month ago, after years.
Yeah. No, I don't use one of those because my cell phone has an app that tunes.
That also is flat. That,
yeah.
Sorry, sharp.
Sharp. Okay. Well, I have two tuners.
Anything which does not cost a fortune there to tune electronically, it has inaccuracy. I said, well, how is possible? These people is marketing this for longer.
Yeah.
And then I said, which brand? Because they said, no, no matter any brand. Well, he tried three different brands. Like this one is that.
Well, that's a wonder it works at all. It's just the fact that it works at all is pretty amazing. But I have mine set to 438.
Then you are now okay with that.
Yeah.
That
so I should be okay.
Actually.
Yeah. So I thought you were saying that your tuner was set to 438.
No.
No. Okay.
No, I don't tune with this, but this guy, we went to make a recording, and he said, look at what I got. I said, oh my God, this machine is just crazy. It was a fancy tuner, electronic like this, a device big.
Well, how old is Mrs. Machine? Is the machine old, or?
No, that tuner there is, I think, last year.
Oh, really? Because it used to be.
This is for professional use. professional people that need to record violins, these and that, and then they need to check it very accurately, but it's an embedment that is crazy.
Well, it used to be years ago, you'd have to spend thousands of dollars for a tuner, and now they've got them for, like, you got
$20. $20, but these here are a bit sharp, so just lower it and then that's it.
Yeah, well, if you can make an adjustment, then it's perfect, and it's $20.
I didn't know about that, but I always notice the students are sharp a bit.
Yeah, and you always have me tune it down, and you haven't said anything ever since I set mine to 438, and you're
so
happy with it.
I start to inquire, to inquire, why is it this guy's solution? It's, there we have, open the PDF number 2.
Okay, let me get set up.
Number 1, actually, there are 2.
Let's see, so how do I do this? I do that. Okay, video number 2.
PDF number 1.
Oh, where'd it go?
I send you, well, via email I send you, and I send you also in the chat box.
Okay. And it's asking, what is the password again? It's Paco what?
Paco 3. All with no capital letters, all together, and the same password and username.
Paco 3, let's paste it in. Okay. Okay, I need to print this off.
Very good.
I'll be right back. Okay.
Very good. So we have this line here. First line. This one is that.
Okay, so this is, it's video two?
Video two, that side.
God damn it.
Longer.
that. Okay. Okay.
The final note is 3-2.
3-2. Which other video?
The one I just give you now.
Okay. Okay, now that one there is the one that I've been practicing past 2 weeks. Previous one, 13. Okay, back to where am I? Example 13, exercise 13. Show more.
Three, four, one, two, three.
Now you got bass strings. Your first and second string are bass strings, huh?
That is another tuning. It's an alternative tuning.
Okay. Well, are your strings the normal string? That looks like you have bass strings tuned.
Yeah. No. Those are not same strings. The first is a third, and the second is a fourth.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you've changed the strings from the normal stringing.
The tuning is the same, but the strings are one octave lower.
Okay.
Ahora,
is that right? You can actually tune an E string to a high E to a lower E?
With the normal string, you can't, because it will go too loose.
Yeah.
So yeah. You needed to change the string itself.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So
here we need to do with the chords. So we have put example one. Let's see how it sounds.
Example one of the same.
Of the same video.
Of the same video. Okay. Maybe I better look at the chord first.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to be doing
F sharp minor.
F sharp minor. What? Hold it. Oh, F sharp minor. Well, this is F sharp minor. Okay, F sharp, let me see. F sharp minor, okay, that's F, standard F sharp minor. Then E with, like that.
Yes.
And then the D, the normal D. And then what do we have here? We have 4, 6, 7. Jesus. 4, 6, 7. What else do we have? Okay, so it's barred at 4. And so it's 6, 7. Now that's going to take some doing to get that one right. Okay, so we go. Let me ask you this. On that I was practicing last week, I was doing this chord here, which is really hard. You were doing something else in the video.
Which chord do you mean?
It's okay. So it's for this is what I was practicing.
Oh, I see. Because that video, well, there are two videos. One, I have another tuning as well.
Ah.
Okay. That's probably why you're so different.
It looked a lot easier than what you were making me do. This is very hard for me to get all those at the same
time. No, don't do that. That is not there in the page you have either. In the page it says finger 2, first fret, 6th string.
Well, now this one right here,
yes,
is one.
A one because it's the fret. But outside of the line, there are indicated the fingers of left hand fingers with red. So this is finger 2 on the first fret, 6th string. That's what it says.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that's how I've been doing it, but it's still hard.
That is correct.
Well, I think I've been doing that. Maybe I've been doing it the wrong way all week.
Yeah.
Okay. At any rate, you have a different tuning on yours. That answers my question.
Yeah, but in this video with the blue shirt, no, that is regular tuning.
Okay.
Regular tuning.
Okay, so the one that I'm going to have trouble with is the C sharp.
What you do is practice it with the example 4. Put that example 4.
Thank you. Okay.
And then we will apply it to other rhythm signatures.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you, and I see you next time.
Thank you. See you in 2 weeks. Hopefully, be both on daylight.